Rorate celire super.
The Advent Journey. In preparation for Jesus' coming at the end of time.
Day 15, the second coming of the Lord. We dedicated the first week of Advent to meditating on the historical coming of Jesus into the world. In the second week, we focused on the birth of the Lord in our hearts and on how to deepen our relationship with Jesus within ourselves. Now, in this third week, we turned our attention to the second coming of the Lord, a topic that is generally seldom discussed in our Catholic Church. Who speaks of the return of Christ? Who preaches it? Who dares to address eschatological realities? In Protestant communities, awareness of the return of Jesus is often more present. However, since they lack tradition, their reflections may be insufficient and cause confusion. For a Catholic Church, it is very important to pay more attention to the second coming of Christ, because then we would be more focused on the true goal which we are approaching day by day. We could also put it in this way. With each passing hour, the Lord's return draws nearer, so we should prepare ourselves. Just as there was a long road to travel before our Redeemer was born in Bethlehem and lived among men during his earthly life, granting us salvation through his death and resurrection, so too does he prepare his return over time. The truth is that the Lord will come, he himself tells us. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heavens will be shaken. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the tribes of earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The glorious return of Christ at the end of time will be preceded by certain signs, which we will reflect on in more detail throughout this week. According to sacred scripture, these are the events that must occur before the Lord returns. First, the preaching of the gospel throughout the world. It's written, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Second, the conversion of the Jews. As St. Paul affirms in his letter to the Romans, when the number of Gentiles established by God has entered the kingdom of God, all Israel will be converted and saved. 3. The great apostasy. False prophets will arise and deceive many, and the great apostasy will occur before the second coming of the Lord. 4. The advent of the Antichrist. The apostasy is causally related to the coming of the Antichrist. The rebellion comes first, and then many of the lawlessness is revealed, the son of perdition. But when the Lord returns, he will slay him with the breath of his mouth. 5. Great tribulations, wars, famines, earthquakes, and severe persecutions have been foretold by Jesus. In addition, violent natural disasters will herald his second coming. Before delving into each of these signs, tomorrow we'll reflect on the advice the Lord gives us to be prepared for his return.
Today we hear a communion verse that says, behold, the Lord will come, and all the saints with him, and on that day a great light will shine.
Ecce Dominus veniet.